Right now, we can speak to Bruce Williamson, who is from Rail Future, a campaign who want better rail services. Bruce, morning.
Hello.
What do you make of the announcement?
Well, no surprise, really. I mean, it's good news that the trains keep running, of course, because it would be a disaster if it completely stopped. But, you know, this whole franchise fiasco has sort of dragged on, and this is what we're seeing, really, that the government has got no choice, really, but to say to First Great Western, can you carry on running your trains, please? Otherwise, we're in trouble. And First have obviously said yes. So there's been some sort of backroom deal. But
because it's like 23 months business. That doesn't sound like very long. It's just under 2 years, obviously.
Well, this is the problem.
Is it like a stopgap?
It's exactly a stopgap, yeah, because they haven't really, like I say, the franchise process has been disrupted. So in order to do the refranchising properly, they've had to put it back, which means that the existing franchise ran out before they'd be able to put the next one in place. So you're absolutely right, it's a stopgap. But it's great, you know, the trains keep running.
Now, we're hoping to speak to First Great Western, so I'm not speaking out of turn here, but if they're only going to have it temporarily, because we don't know who will have the longer term contract, it could be them, it might not be.
Indeed.
Do you believe they're going to make improved services, free wireless internet, more standard class seats? Will they make that effort?
Yeah, I think they will. I think these little improvements are entirely doable, and I don't see why they can't put extra seats on and Wi-Fi and so forth. But you know what you've got to remember about rail is a long term business. So short term deals like this, you know, stop gaps, lack of consistency, lack of forward planning, it's just not good for the railway. It's no way to run a railway. We need long term thinking and hopefully the next franchise will be much better than the one we've got.
Do you think rail passengers will welcome the plans that First Great Western have for the next 2 years?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I've seen sort of rumblings that Wi-Fi, it's been unreliable. So if they make that work, that's great. And it's really interesting that Wi-Fi is a key for. I don't know if you know this, that young people just don't seem to want to drive anymore. And that's because, they've got their iPads or whatever and iPhones, and they want to get on the net and text their mates and so on. And you can't do that while you're driving. So I think it's a major driver, particularly for young people, to get them on the train. But rail passengers just keep growing and growing and growing. I don't mean that they're getting fatter. I mean, the number of people wanting to use the train just keeps going up.
I don't know,
you
haven't sat next to me on a train. very interesting, Bruce. Thank you. Bruce Williamson there from Rail Future, campaign group who want better rail services.